and you're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Thank you, Alicia and Wade. She was our guest the first hour for 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. and she shared her very, very powerful, strong, raw story, no BS. And you can hear interview with me later on a live 90.5 FM podcast. You can go on the website and you can see the podcast there on the Business Insights with Mario. And you can reach her if you like it. And truly, I believe you should. If you're struggling any shape or form, her story, it's a truly raw and it's impeccable. You know what I mean? Admitting her mistakes and, you know what I mean, building herself from the ground zero to up and helping other people. Now it's a time for me to introduce my second guest. My second guest, it's a little bit slightly different. She assists people through something called yoga. And I've been once in a class of yoga, and I don't want to say like whether my eyes were during the class, but I found this is not for me because my belly was cleaning the floors. And I mean, I couldn't breathe. I want to have a smoke and coffee. And that was tragically boring for me. However, this is a time where we can recuperate ourselves. Even it's a social distancing in place and we're going through the crisis, COVID-19. There is always room for improvement, and there's nothing better than improve yourself on your own pace under instruction, somebody who's going to teach you not just the yoga but breathing. My next guest, it's Eileen Yeo. Hello, Eileen.
Hello, Mario. Thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome, mate. Can you just, okay, just going to make it closer. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful. Eileen, thank you for joining us today in the studio. How's your day so far?
Not too bad. I have a class this morning, so that went well.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You have a class this morning. Interesting.
Yeah, I have a class, yeah.
What was the class about? Tell us first before we, because when somebody sees your Facebook, I can see the lady, she is without bones. She's like a rubber, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That's the thing it is. Eileen, who is Eileen Yeo? Tell our listeners. You introduce yourself instead of me saying how great you are. Which you are.
Thank you for that. So I am a yoga therapist and a yin yoga teacher.
Yes.
So at this time, because I do not actually, I have to stop all the class at home. So basically, I got online. So I actually offer to my students and friends.
Yes.
A 15-minute morning yoga every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30.
Yes.
So that is where I keep my contact with my students. At the same time, also support them as much as I can using it through yoga. So that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
So tell us, Eileen, why yoga? Why are you not accountant? Why are you not, space cadet, you know what I mean, the flying to the moon or, you know I mean, doing something else? Why yoga?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because for me, I used to be accountant many years back.
Are you for real?
But I choose yoga. Yeah, so I choose yoga because I actually myself went through quite a tough time.
Yes.
When I was in my 20s.
Yes.
And I used yoga as a tool to, you know, keep myself up. And I found that it's actually helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why is that now yoga is like my voice and I want to use yoga to actually help others at the same time.
Yes.
So that's why I onboard on, you know, as a yoga teacher. So until today, I've been teaching for nearly 10 years and doing yoga myself for about 20 years. And I'm still loving it every day.
But you are the world recognized master in yoga. So the question I ask you, what's the difference between yoga? I attended in one gym where I was like fourth or fifth man. I was like a 30 women there, and I was clearly distracted because I'm the man. I don't want to say what, but certainly was not checking the ceilings. Now, what's the difference between yoga, working with a master like yourself, or the class yoga? I'm very curious about this one.
Well, if you're talking about in the gym, I would say that it's very different because it all comes to the intention of the class. If in the gym, because if people will come to, you know, gym, you know, you tend to think that you go in there for a workout.
Yes.
You want to sweat off. You want to build strength. You want to get stronger. And, you know, if that type of mindset, if you get into a yoga class, you will tend to force yourself to do what you intend to do.
Yes.
But the fact is that yoga is not about forcing yourself. Yoga is about getting to know yourself. but it's a very different way of managing the expectation, on when you get into the class. So if you come to a class thinking that, okay, I'm going to take it easy because I just feel that I need to stretch that muscle a bit, I need to just, stretch that thigh a bit, then you will go in with a mindset of just taking good care of yourself. But if you go into a gym, okay, and you think of, okay, I'm going to pump up more, after my cardio workout, I want to use yoga to build more strength on my arms, I need to learn more balancing pose, build my thigh muscle, then you don't actually practicing yoga, you're more practicing another form of workout. So that would be my take on that. So it's really based on your intention when you get into the class.
Okay, I have a cheeky question now. How do I know that the teacher in a club, he knows the yoga? They need to check for their resume, or I need to check some postures, or I just walk there and say, like, did you learn with Aline Yo, or how? Because there's a clear difference between yourself, because you are highly recognized worldwide and globally, a yoga teacher and a master, and then we have the people in the gyms, How do I know that these people in the gym, they actually, what we're doing, it's actually yoga?
Okay, so I guess whoever is standing in front there and teach you yoga, I'm sure that they know some form of yoga. I have no doubt on that. Because especially in Australia, you need to be qualified to teach yoga. And if you compare to, you want to compare whether that person actually know the stuff, what you can do is that you always check in with yourself. So when you're practicing it, when you do certain posture, you ask yourself, the instruction that's given to you, is it applied to you? If it's not applying to you, okay, by all means, don't follow it. So it's so much that, if the whatever instruction that the instructor out there can give it to you, but it's all come back to how much you actually make all the instruction make sense to you. So you might see that, like if I teach a class, okay, I might give instruction as the way I think it might fit the class, but again, it might not fit everyone. So it doesn't really matter whether, that person is highly qualified or a master of yoga, but rather go in there and just try it out. But first, you have to think of whether the instruction suits you. So you just do as much as what your body allows you to do. That's always, the first in the guideline you must have. You don't push yourself over the limit that your body allows you, but you always learn to respect how much you can do, how much your body actually allows you. Because yoga ultimately is about you trying to get to understand your own body. It's not about the instruction. The instruction is just there to give it an option to how you should manage it. But it all comes back to, whether you go in there with the intention of building strength or more with the intention of, I just want to get to know myself at this moment, how stressful I am, how can I use the stretching to just loosen up the muscle.
Okay, so what's the benefits of the yoga? Like, is this just a, I was watching, I know it doesn't have nothing to do with you. I was watching documentary on Netflix. It was this Indian guy, Bikram Yoga, something like this, right? And he was having people in under the tent, like 60 degrees, like Celsius. It's so hot and people are like, dying or sweating and everything else. I don't know. I didn't see this as like sort of beneficial, maybe I'm mistaken, but what's the benefits of the yoga for the anybody? Let's just say in day-to-day life, and what's the benefits? Let's just say somebody comes to you right now during this crisis and say like, does the yoga can help me with my mental health or, my unhappiness, I'm eating a lot or, I have the marriage problems, or some of these things. So like, can you just explain to me how and why is yoga beneficial for the people 9 to 5 before the COVID and during the COVID time and they come to you?
So if you talk about Bikram yoga, like the sweat, and people love it actually.
Really?
So again, yeah, people love
it. Looks like a torture.
Bikram yoga Bikram yoga is very popular. It's very popular. So again, it goes back to the intention because Bikram yoga, you sweat a lot. At the same time, that people believe that is how it's the best way to actually maintain, the body weight in a way, because you sweat and then you so-called like losing a bit of your water retention in the body and you look a bit slimmer in a way. So that is one of the reasons some people say, okay, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to do Bikram yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't actually recommend, because Bikram yoga is not for everyone, especially if you're a beginner. I don't recommend Bikram yoga, especially if you are actually locked into that very high temperature room.
Yes.
You know, at least about 39 to 42 degrees.
Okay, exaggerated.
So I don't
degrees.
Recommend
okay, I'm
sorry. Everyone. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't recommend everyone, especially if you have heart issue, you have some other form of uterus, yeah. Heart condition.
This is very important information, because people will run into the Bikram yoga. I know it's popular, but as I said, like in other things, as heat, it's good for everybody. So that's my two cents here.
Yeah, correct. So you need to be very wise in choosing which type of yoga you want to attend. Bikram yoga is not for everyone, especially in that type of very high temperature. You know, you need to lock yourself in there. You can't basically leave the room until you finish the whole class.
Yeah.
So not for everyone. So be careful on that one. And then, so you mentioned about how yoga benefits people.
That's correct. So yoga, you're teaching and you're practicing and you are working with your clients. How this benefits to me, as I say, hypothetically, let's go back like a two month ago, 9 to 5, and I mean, no COVID-19. How this helped the people who, you know, obviously going to come back to work, you know, sooner rather than later, after this crisis is over, and how this can help people in this situation right now.
Yeah, so even when we talk about, you know, day-to-day life, you know, before COVID-19, you know, how yoga helps people is that, you know, besides, you know, create that, you know, understanding about how you actually feel. So I always, when people ask me, what is yoga? To me, yoga is very simple. Yoga is about getting to know yourself. As simple as that. So yoga is not about all the fancy thing, you know, the expensive posture you see on yoga magazine or even on YouTube. You know, you need to be sitting,
interesting.
Know,
yeah,
that's great. You need to be, you know, doing some fancy posture. You know, that is not yoga.
Very interesting. Please share with us more. Yes.
Yeah, if what I'm saying right now offends someone, but you know, to me that I don't see that as a proper way to put a name on yoga. Because yoga, in my understanding, through my experience and my own practice, is that yoga is all about getting to know yourself. I keep repeating that. It's about getting to know yourself. So even before COVID-19, okay, when you talk about yoga, if you're using yoga as a form of, because we know yoga is good for health, so if you're using yoga as a form of building that, you know, that understanding about your own day-to-day life, for example.
Yes.
Okay, you might use yoga when you practice it. Okay, if you go slow with the posture, you are there to just watch every time you move your arm, move your leg, you know, when you stretch certain muscle, how does that make you feel? So even by feeling it, you actually get to understand, okay, I feel actually not so good when I'm doing this. Why is it the case? Is it because I might have pulled something that I'm not aware of? Or is it because I worked quite late last night and I actually feel a bit tired right now, so I don't feel like doing that? Or some other reason. So even like, you know, before COVID or right now in current situation when we need to be, you know, in lockdown, whether there's any way or any change in how you should practice yoga, I would say no, there's no difference. The only thing that I would emphasize would be even you need to be even more doing more yoga at this time. Why? It's because yoga is teaching you to ask you to constantly connect with yourself, not with the things that's happening around you.
So
like when we do yoga, like for me, I like to do like so-called like my breathing exercise with my eyes closed. Now, why is it the case? It's because when I close my eyes, I disconnect with all the things that's happening around me. I take a moment just to say, hey, you know, I don't know, you know, whatever that's out there happening. I just want to know, how am I feeling at this moment? Am I feeling okay? Am I physically okay? Am I mentally okay? So I have to have that communication with myself if I want to be, you know, able to live through this whole, you know, period of COVID-19. You know, because every day is a lot of uncertainty in a way. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot of times that I will invite people, okay, if you do practice yoga or even you have not done yoga before, keep a focus on how you would breathe, mindful breath, even if you have not done yoga. If you have done yoga, you should know that breathing is so important in your practice. But if you have not done yoga, a very simple way, you just every day, give yourself 5 minutes, okay? Sit quietly at one corner, close mm-hmm. your eyes and just breathe in and breathe out and see what come up from there. You will notice that your
mind I heard that one before. Somebody says like it's a things about breathing. But Aline, well, let's go take a break, short break, so you can have a sip of water. I know you are, you know, sure. I'm asking so many questions. We take a short break. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And our guest, Aline Yo, she's going to continue journey with us and with you and why yoga and the small tips after the short break.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbug.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts.
Jitterbug into my brain.
Welcome to the studio. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario Live 90.5. And our guest, Aline Yo, she is a globally well-known presented yoga master teacher. And now I have her on the line. I was very lucky because, as I mentioned, always in our shows, this show is not about Mario talking. It's about our guest empowering you, giving you not just the insights, tips, and advice, but mostly to give you the reason to be more successful, healthier, happier, wealthier, and wiser. Now, Aline and I spoke about how the yoga, you know what I mean, it's not good Bikram yoga for everybody. She tried to say to me, Mario, I need a Bikram yoga because 100 degrees inside, I need to melt my fat. But Aline, before we took the break, can I ask you, what's the youngest age somebody can do yoga? Is that for the kids 2-3 years old, or yoga it's like, you know, reserved for more mature age?
Yoga is for everyone. It doesn't matter how mm-hmm. old you are. As long you can, you know, start playing with your hands and your legs, you are ready for yoga. So we have something called kids yoga.
Yeah.
So kids yoga is a different form of yoga way because kids constantly have so much energy. So we are using yoga to, yes. like, you know, give them a play time, you know, with some posture. At the same time, get them engaged and do a bit of meditation. I would say meditation, maybe some mindfulness, like, you know, get them to just, you know, feel the rising and falling of the tummy with a toy placed on the tummy, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, just get them to just, you know, learn how to be not distracted so much,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, learn how to be just using their breath.
Yes.
Actually give them that space of being calm and being relaxed. Yeah. So when you talk about kids 3-4 years old, there's something called kids yoga for them. So yoga is for all ages. As long you have no serious health issue, and of course with that you have to, you know, ask the doctor whether yoga is fit for you. If you have a green light, you know, by all means, yoga could be very gentle also. So for me, I'm also a yoga therapist. So what we do in yoga therapy is that people who have some health issue, they come to us and then we give them something very simple to do. And then it all come back to, you know, how much they need help from us as a yoga therapist and what do they need. We provide them the tools, mm-hmm. the techniques,
yes.
and some tips for them to manage their own, you know, form of stress and then their form of pain. So hopefully that will give them, in a way, to empower them,
yes.
to live a life that they believe that they have control over, rather than, you know, they feel that, you know, their life really depends on the medication, the doctor every time. So at least you know, through yoga therapy, we actually give them that, you know, that power to, you know, let them know that if you doing this, okay, you actually learn to manage, you know, the condition, rather than you just push the responsibility to the doctor and you know, medication. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So Arlene, is a food important? Like when somebody comes to you, we want to do the yoga. And, you know, obviously, it's all about breathing, as you mentioned before. What suggestion you will give to our listeners before they commit themselves to talk to you about yoga? You know, I mean, is there any other consideration to take it, you know, I mean, into account, you know, I mean, before the yoga? Or you're just going to say, like, look, yoga, it's not, you know, I mean, quite active sport in the sense of, like, you know, we're pushing each other, we're punching each other like a box, but it's more calmer. And obviously helps the people with the stress. So is there any other things you need to think about before they commit themselves to yoga? Or, you know, this is your, let's go say, this is your 60 seconds of sailing. Go. Why you and why yoga?
So I would say that, first of all, they can always call me, get in touch with me. That's the best way, because then we'll have a chat on, you know, what they're looking for. And then, you know, whether yoga is the option for them. So I think through that conversation, that will be the best way to actually advise them. And if someone who think that, okay, I can try YouTube and I can just try out beginner classes, you know, to get started, I would say I would not advise that, because if you have not done yoga before, even a simple posture can still injure you.
So oh, really? I didn't know this.
Yes.
Oh, see, this is because I'm making fun of that. I'm making fun of the yoga, be honest with you. Because, like, you know, that is not, you know, like how the yoga actually can help the people, because everything's like kumbaya, you know what I mean? Like we're just breathing or doing something. But, you know, I've been mistaken many times before in my life and it cost me dearly. So I don't make a fun anymore of these things. So the somebody who doesn't do good posture actually can injure themselves. That's what you're saying. That's the reason why they need to talk to you, not to somebody who's like,
it's not really like, you know, who has not somebody who has don't have a good posture. That is not really the case. It's more like when you follow a YouTube, because usually in YouTube, you know, they are being guided to a flow of mm-hmm. movement.
Yes.
So the teacher, whoever is teaching you, okay, in the video, she or he will not have be able to actually look at your posture. One
that
thing
is correct.
And
yes,
they
also
that don't, is it. Yeah, they don't understand what type of condition you have before that.
Yeah.
So for example, like very simple, for example, if somebody who has high blood pressure, for example,
yes,
okay, and they just follow a YouTube, okay, and for example, the YouTube, okay, the instructor is or the teacher actually do a forward bend, that means bring your head down, okay.
Yes.
So there's one very traditional posture is called downward dog.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically in like, you know, so your butt is up, you know, your head is down. So if somebody who have high blood pressure, okay, mm-hmm, that will not be a good posture for them because when you are having your head down, you have a lot of blood actually rush towards your head, towards the brain. So if somebody with high blood pressure, that will actually cause harm more than good. Is that makes sense? But if somebody who actually don't understand that if I have a pressure, I cannot have my head as lower as what I see in the YouTube, they will just follow. So we have a saying, you know, monkey see, monkey do. So because you don't understand
that's,
it.
That's so interesting.
So
that's so true and interesting at the same time, yes.
Yeah, so even like if I'm teaching a class, I still notice people will simply follow 100% as try their best to follow how I'm doing it, even though I keep reminding them, don't follow me. Go according to how much you can do. But you see, people will just follow. They just keep pushing themselves. And then with a class that I am in there, at least I can go to them and say, try this and try that. I can adjust them. But if you just follow a YouTube video, you can't because you don't know what is the limit.
Yeah.
And as a teacher, that person can't tell you. So I would not advise anyone who has not done yoga before, try a YouTube, yoga sequence.
So what's the best way, Arlene? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, I know you're doing something 15 minutes yoga in the morning with everybody over the Zoom, and they must turn the cameras because you're checking on them. Is that correct, or did I misunderstood something when I was reading on your wall on a Facebook?
Okay, so in that 15 minutes, because I try to locate 15 minutes purely is to support whoever that thing that they need some form of stretching in the early morning before they start work. So usually in the 15 minutes, I will do breathing exercise and I give a little bit of stretching. That's all. And then after the session, anyone with any question for me, can just ask me anything, and I just try to explain the best, you know, where that I can, and even show them, you know, a correct way to do certain posture.
Well,
so there's something I offer to my community right now. 15 minutes of yoga. We always focus on breathing, and then any questions, just ask me. Yeah.
I know that Arlene for some time now, and I know she's a very kind and a very very professional person, and no doubt for those who are looking, as I always say, this is a different moment in life. You know, we just constantly look for the money, or you know, I mean. It is difficult, you know, people losing their jobs, people are, you know, experiencing all sorts of problems. Yeah. But the one thing we don't have the time to bargain, it's our health. COVID-19, it's a real. And the bottom line is, you know, we need to work on our health, because as long as we have a health, we can do everything. And everybody who is interested for our listeners, you know, I mean, 15 minutes with Arlene, please, you know, don't hesitate to talk to her. Arlene, so before we wind up, how the our listeners can contact you and where?
Okay, so they can contact me through if they have LinkedIn page or if they have Facebook, they can always, you know, look for me on that page, on those platforms. And then, of course, they can call me. And, yeah, so I can give them my contact number if there's a good way to do it. Otherwise, they can look for me on social media, yeah, LinkedIn or Facebook.
So do you mind, Arlene, that you just spell your name and surname? I don't want to do a mistake and they insult you or offend you. Please, you do it, so Arlene.
Yeah, so my name spell as E-L-E-E-N Y-A-W.
Well, Arlene,
can I repeat that? Yeah.
That is beautiful, Arlene.
E-L-E-E-N.
Well, everybody look for Arlene, and if you wanted to know more about what we discussed right now and you tune in this very moment, please come on a live 90.5 FM from today afternoon or tomorrow on a Business Insights with Mario. There's going to be podcast and Arlene, how she can be rich and why Arlene she is a choice for you to do yoga, even try 50 minutes every morning. As she's mentioned, she's doing this with the people, and she's making everybody happy so far. Aline, thank you very much for listening. Sorry, for being our guest on Alive 90.5, and thank you, all listeners, for listening. Aline Yov and Mario Beckes. Aline, I'm wishing you all the best, and we're going to have you in the studio very soon.
Thank you so much, Mara. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Be right.
And you're listening live 90.5 Business Insight with Mario. I would like to say thank you to our guests, Alicia and Wade and Eileen Yeo. Her interview is going to be available on our website online 90.5, maybe today afternoon, but tomorrow for sure. But now before we wind up our episode today, it's currently 1:40 p.m. on the 24th of April 2020. And as you know, Danzig Day falls on Sunday. It's going to be a little bit different this year. So please remember. Now, before we take a break, I'd like to introduce our next guest who is very keen to talk to me. Actually, I'll talk to him, not vice versa. And I ask, it's a truly star, global influencer, entrepreneur, and a person who appears regularly on Sky News and many very significant and very powerful media companies, social media platforms, gain interviews. And I'm going to introduce our guest by him introducing himself. Jacob, hello, Jacob.
Hey, Mario, how are you?
Not bad. Can't complain, Jacob. Thank you for finding time today to talk to me. I know you're extremely busy man, and I know that you appeared recently on Sky News, but quickly for our guests before we have you another episode, because I want to announce, because I truly want people to tune in for you as well. So who is Jacob Galea?
Sure, thanks, Mario. Look, I think first and foremost, I'm an alchemist. And, you know, I love alchemy because alchemy is about taking nothing and turning to something better, or taking lead and turning it into gold. And what I've done is through my business, Mario, I've had the pleasure of working around the world of alchemizing people's lives and people's business through, you know, the power of the mind and the power of positivity, but also through emotional connectedness. So I'm a business coach, and I do motivational speaking around the world, and I'm an author of a book called Birth of the Super You, Mario, which talks about how to become a super version of you in today's crazy world.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. As I mentioned before to our listeners, I know you're extremely busy, but we have a 15 minutes tops, you know what I mean, before I need to move out of the studio because of the next show starts. Now, we are experiencing something, you know, what's called crisis, and I don't need to define what's a crisis or something like crisis. It's a COVID-19. And through your experience, you're the warrior, you know what I mean? By the way, I know that you done extremist things in your life, but give us the definition of you being warrior, and the plus, how would you apply, and what would you suggest to our listeners, you know, I mean, who is going through this social distancing? Some people experiencing mental health issues, some people are upset, some are sad, but you know, they're looking something to attach themselves, be inspired. So please share with our listeners, from your point of view as a warrior and as a successful entrepreneur, how and what to do.
It'll be a pleasure. Look, I think first and foremost, Mario, for your listeners, one of the most important things to remember is this, that in chaos and confusion lies opportunity. Sun Tzu wrote that in his amazing book, The Art of War. And that's so important in today's world. You know, like, it's opportunities in this COVID-19, like, have never been launched before.
We've got
an opportunity. Some of the best business ideas and some of the best people's pivot in their lives and change in their lives is because of COVID-19. And it helps you realize, you know, some people are sitting there now saying, look, I really need to diversify my income. Some people are sitting there saying, look, we really need to change the way I operate. Some people are sitting there saying, look, I've really realized that I can't be in a job anymore and let COVID-19 put me out of money. So I think, you know, for the audience, what I'm doing with my amazing clients globally, Murray, is helping them realize that what is the positive in what they're perceiving is a negative. Because let me tell you, there is a lot of positives about what a lot of people are doing through COVID-19.
Yeah, please share with us here. I'm very interested as well. Yes, please.
Yeah, there's some amazing things, for example, like business shifting. And I'm one of them, for example. Like my business, you know, I used to catch 16 flights a month domestically to see all of my clients. And now I've pivoted.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing now, Mario, is doing amazing video conference calls, and I'm doing webinars, and I'm doing podcasts. And I've taken my work and I've put it into the digital ecosystem. And that's been great for my family, because now the 16 planes a month I was away, I'm now at home. And I'm I'm now just a room away from the ones I love. So I think, you know, the most beautiful thing is to think about is the word pivot. How can this situation help me pivot to be a better person, more successful person? Because we've got to understand that in chaos and confusion lies massive opportunity.
So why do people don't recognize this? There's opportunity. You know, I mean, let's just say, I'll say, like, I take me for example. Like, and I wake up in the morning, I'm angry, you know what I mean, and you know I'm not happy, and I mean, why I don't see opportunity? Why, as we say, I blame the government, I blame Jacob Galea, you know, like anybody on the world, you know, I'm gonna blame, and I'm not happy. Why I don't see the opportunity?
Conditioning. It's because of conditioning, Mario. And you said the word there. It's media. If you look at the media at the moment, what the media are pumping out are all, you know, negativity. But we've been conditioned from a young age to be brought up in an environment of fear. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening now. If someone's waking up angry and someone's, you know, waking up and they're a bit upset with what's happening, the one of the most important things they've got to do is go within. Because if you don't go within, you go without. And you've got to understand why I'm angry and what's making me angry. And you've got to do some really deep self-analysis. And that's why mentoring and coaching and having amazing people around you makes all the difference. You know, just this week I had a call with my mentor in New York City. I've been talking to the guys that I mentor around the world as well, because in times like these, you need positive, beautiful, happy people around you. Because let me tell you, when this is all over, you know, this is the opportunity where the giants go and really live the life they desire.
That's very interesting. So can you give, or maybe you can share, what's your routine to be calm and be focused on something? Is this where you wake up in the morning and you call Mario, say like, Mario, I want to kick your butt or something, like, or you go for a walk or something like this, you know what I mean? Just, you know, look, I take me for example, because I can't, you know, I can't say somebody else, but let's just say, what is your routine? What would you share, small tips, somebody?
Absolutely.
Actually, please.
Yeah, sure. So first and foremost is I study and have studied for 15 years an amazing meditation called Transcendental Meditation. So the first thing I do is in the morning when I get up is I do my Transcendental Meditation, which is really, really important. And some of the other things that I do is I check in daily with my mentors.
Yes.
And I read a lot. I read a lot of positive stuff. So every single day, I never leave my day going into the next day unless reading something really, really amazing and inspiring. So, a good seed, Mario, can't grow in bad soil. So what I do is consistently put myself around good people and listen to, you know, even if it's listen to a great song that makes you
yes.
motivated, or be around, you know, do anything that makes you read a great book or listen to watch some great art or, you know, on YouTube, but do anything that makes your soul sing, because life is too short today, very too short. A blink of an eye, we're gone, to be angry and upset.
Well, that's very powerful what you say right now. So I know that, you know, and you mentioned before, you wrote a book. Now, before you tell us about book, you know, what's the about, what makes you, you know, what possessed you to write a book, eh? What possessed you to write a book, you know what I mean? Like, aren't you busy enough, you know what I mean? Where did you find the time to write a book?
Good question. So I'll tell you where I found the time, Mario, is I was flying a lot internationally on business trips, and I was always in the air with no internet service and no interaction. So what I did was I decided to use that time wisely, and yes. up in the air in sort of in business class, I laid down instead of watching movies and doing what everyone else did, that I started to put my philosophies on paper, and I wrote a book, and I thought, I'm going to use this time very, very wisely to put my philosophies down on paper to help people with what I've learned from masters around the world doing amazing things. And it was born, Birth of the Super You. In a year, I wrote it and got edited and published by an amazing company called Hay House or Balboa Press.
Yes.
And they loved my philosophies. And now, you know, on Fox News last week, they spoke about how it's been one of the greatest selling books in the last 5 years. So I've been very grateful. But up in the air, Mario, and just find time. You know, there's a saying, Mario, if you give a busy man something to do, he'll always get it done. You know, the more busier I am, the more I find time to get things done.
So do you believe, okay, we can't talk about traveling now anymore, because the traveling is gonna is look like a science fiction at this very moment, you know what I mean? But, you know, do you believe that people, they don't use wisely time on a plane, particularly when you like yourself, you're flying in US and Europe to do presentation and coach these successful people? because you make it successful. Do you think that people don't use wise time on a plane?
Absolutely. I think not just on a plane, Mario. I don't think people use time in general wisely. I think, you know, if you look at everyone's got the same 24 hours in a day, why are some people really, really successful and others aren't? Is because only one reason is because what they do with their time. And time is of the essence. And I make sure that, Mario, for me, I squeeze so much out of my day. By 8 o'clock in the morning, I've done more than what most people do in a week. I'm up at 4 a.m. I do my meditation. I've studied the Business News International. I've read the Financial Review. I've done some emails. I've had breakfast and I've started making my calls on the way to seeing my clients. So time is of the essence. And I think, especially in Australia, people don't really use their time wisely.
Because we have just a few minutes before we wind up the show. And look, you must promise me you're going to be available for our listeners, you know, I mean, from time to time to a call like this, you know, out of the blue. But, you know, everybody who looks to seek the help, you know, I mean, assistance and to be guided and mentored in this situation, we are right now crisis COVID-19. How the people can reach you, Jacob?
Yeah, look, the best way is on my website, which is just jacobgalea.com. Or my Instagram, which has got an amazing 60,000 followers, which is Jacob Galea Official.
Yes.
And of course, Mario, I'd be happy to do a weekly motivational talk with you and your listeners every single week.
So you can promise you're going to be available Wednesday between, let's just say, 11:30, 12 o'clock?
Absolutely. I'll make myself available for
Jacob,
you, sir.
I truly appreciate for the last 10 minutes. And I mean, and thank you. I know you're extremely busy, even in time like this. Everybody who's interested for Jacob Galea, we're going to post this very short interview with Jacob, who I truly appreciate, found his time for us and our listeners. As I mentioned before, his time is ticking very quickly because he's been asked by many to assist him. Now, you can listen his short interview on the Live 90.5 website today afternoon or tomorrow, and you can reach Jacob Galea. Jacob, thank you so much for your time today, and I will speak to you then on Wednesday 11:30.
I look forward to it, Mario. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alive 90.5.
I've got you under my skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never gonna swing so well. So why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you'll never win. Why not use your mentality? Come on, step up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. We'll be right back. sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats how it screams in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you'll never win. Why not use your mentality? Wake up, step up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.
Thank you very much to all our guests, Alicia, Eileen and Jacob, who I hijacked quickly to share some wisdoms and to all our listeners. Now, Friday 24th of April, current time, it's 1:55 p.m. and it's time to wind up this show. I truly want to say thank you once again to all frontline workers, and not just them, you know, I mean firemen, medical, police, military and the teachers, but to everybody who goes day to day, sacrificing, you know, I mean, their health to do work, you know, I mean, to move this economy, making their families, you know, I mean, proud and happy, and everybody who is at home doing the social distancing, doing their part. Now, you listen to Mario, Businesses with Mario Live 90.5 FM. As I mentioned in the beginning of my episode today, you can tune in on Wednesdays to 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Wednesdays as well, because you have the extra time, because you have several guests, and Jacob Galea is going to be with us as well from 11:30 on Wednesday 29th. I'm wishing you all beautiful, beautiful weekend. Stay happy, stay well, stay safe, and most importantly, stay healthy. Thank you for listening Live 90.5 Business with Mario, and thank you for listening Live 90.5. Thank you.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about the revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no.
much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight.
Alive 90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places
and
since
now,
1978.
On Alive 90.5, here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.